Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Fiddlesoftware Limited investor call for the quarter and half year ended September 30th, 2023. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sunil Kulkarni, Chairman, Fiddlesoftware Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks a lot, Yashashri. Really appreciate. So thanks, all for joining us today at our quarterly and Q2 call. I appreciate. My name is Sunil Kulkarni, and I'm Chairman, CEO of Fiddlesoftware Limited. I welcome you all on behalf of Fiddle. Today on this call, I have with me our MD, Prachi Kulkarni, CFO, Mandar Inamdar, Mr. Anil Patwardhan, our Finance Advisor, and other members of the team. I hope you had an opportunity to download the investor presentation from our website as well as this exchange. Today, I will brief you about our progress, about the numbers this quarter, our overall business overview, and then feel free to ask any questions. If we cannot take any questions due to time constraints, we are always available in our Pune office, and so you can call us, visit us. We wish to start by qualifying that during the call, we may make some forward-looking statements. Fiddlesoftware does not provide any specific revenue earning guidance. Anything which is said during this call, which may reflect our outlook for the future or which may be construed as a forward-looking statement, must be reviewed in conjunction with the risks that the company faces. These statements are considering the business environment we see as of today, and therefore, there could be risk and uncertainties that could cause actual results to vary materially from there, from where what we are discussing on this call. That said, I'd like to start with a re-brief about Fiddle, because some of the members might be new to Fiddlesoftware. Fiddle is a premium LangTech consulting firm offering language and IT consulting services. We work with product companies, IT consulting companies, and help them go global with the last mile delivery in local languages. Our idea is to be one of the top-tier leading LangTech consulting firms in the world. Our senior management comprises of Prachi Kulkarni, Mandar Inamdar, Sushrut Poddar, who are with the company since the inception. They are backed up by a team of 20+ middle management, who share the same vision and work closely with us as well as clients. We have a strong board of external members who continue to guide us and work with us. Our services include language engineering services, which include software localization, data collection for training AI engines, translation and MTP, and anything around language localization or language engineering services. We have enterprise IT consulting services as well, where we have competencies around digital transformation, enterprise IT product consulting, implementation, and so on. We have also initiated some other services and competencies, where we continue to add new services. We are ISO compliant and continue to work towards achieving zero or less defect delivery rates. We are also members of various organizations such as NASSCOM, CITLOG, GALA, which help us to keep abreast of happenings in our industry, as well as brand and established thought leadership. Now, I will move towards the financial overview. This would be around slide 9, if you have downloaded the presentation. Our Q2 numbers were positive, with a positive cash generation from operations. They continued to grow on a year-on-year basis as well as quarter basis. This was our fifth quarter after listing, and it is our endeavor to continue the upward trend on a quarter level. This quarter, we did revenues of around 9.96 crore, with a PBIT of approx 22% and a PAT of 16.5%. We have sustained the quarter one growth with a new normal. For people who have, for analysts or for investors who are tracking us, just earlier, six quarters back, we were in the 6 crore-6.5 crore range per quarter, In last four quarters, we moved to around 8 to 8.5 crore range, and now we have successfully moved to 9.5 crore range. We could have crossed 10 crore this time, barring the currency issues in JPY, but nevertheless, we know that we are on the growth momentum and an upward swing. On a half yearly basis, we are around 19.33 crore, and compared to last year, which was around 15.75 crore, we have shown good growth. At half year now, we are almost 60% of our last year's revenues, as well as PAT or PBIT, all parameters basically, which we have covered in the Q1, Q2 itself. Traditionally, these two quarters would be our weaker quarters, with Q3, Q4 being our stronger quarters. So today we see a decent visibility where we can sustain our current performance and growth over next quarters. From a service and geography perspective, the US, Europe did around 52% of our business, while Asia brought in around 48% of our business. Localization or language engineering and IT consulting did around roughly 50% each of our business. Some of the key wins or initiatives for the Q2, we saw increase in our business with our existing UK-based clients. We also saw an increase in Japan business, where we successfully set up a support multilingual or bilingual support center in Japan for our customer, which has grown to around 15 members now, and it will continue to grow. Fidel also saw some key new clients in the form of PSUs and premium educational institutes. These are companies or institutes trying to develop AI models for which they require multilingual data sets, where again Fidel works. We have added 5 new clients and continue to add from different geographies. From a competency and strength building, in last quarter, we also spent some time and efforts to onboard new members on the sales, pre-sales, delivery side, which has shown some increase on our employee benefit costs. But I'm sure that in next few quarters, we can see this adding to the top line. Fidel has increased this hiring on two fronts, on the sales front as well as on the delivery front. We have also implemented some ERP for localization. This is to have better control on our operational efficiencies on different projects. We also encouraged our team members to go for certifications around digital transformation, cloud technologies, and we have successfully gained almost 19 to 20 new certifications. From a marketing and business development perspective, we continue to participate in international as well as domestic events. Overall, we see a positive outlook. As I mentioned, we have grown to now the next band, which is around 10 plus year. We plan to continue to sustain the same levels and grow based on the traction that we see in different markets. Asia market, Japan continues to show growth. Fidel also has deepened relationships with new customers, with especially a new electronic corporation where we have signed up new contract. In US, we have revived our relationships with one of the largest US-based e-commerce company, I'm sure you know, and bagged new projects for Q3, Q4. As well as for Middle East, we are seeing some queries and we're trying to grow that market as well. Overall, I think that we see a healthy pipeline and have a better visibility. With the sales and marketing team now in place, we plan to spend more of the IPO proceeds in the next 12 to 18 months. These would be in the form of working POCs or participation in events, digital marketing, hiring, as well as other customer engagement initiatives. Recently, we also participated in events in US, in Dubai, related to language engineering as well as IT services. We see a good amount of interest around multilingual data collection, data modeling for training AI engines. Our offerings have, of course, moved beyond language engineering services, where we have continued to add around bilingual managed services or security consulting services and so on. We continue to expand our services portfolio as we partner with clients and sign new MOUs. Lastly, as we continue to grow on fronts, from a NSE Emerge website, we can see that FIIDL also sees a decrease in the lot size of 1,000 shares from October 30 onwards, ensuring more liquidity. We welcome these new investors. With this, I would like to pass back to Yashasri. I hope you got a good overview of FIIDL, our current quarter numbers, as well as new prospects that we see. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have a question from the line of Ankit from Vijit Global Services. Please go ahead. I'm sorry, it is Vijit Global Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for taking my question. Congratulations on a good set of numbers, management. So I have a question about you mentioned that you won some clients from PSU and allied education institutes. So can you just throw some light on what kind of PSU projects we are doing and what are our clients and what kind of work we are doing for them?
Yeah. Thanks. Namaskar, Ankit. Really appreciate you joining the call. Thanks a lot. So basically, I think the name is already on our website, etc. So recently, we did sign up with Rashtriya Chemical Fertilizers, where we see they have projects around some implementation where they need reporting and documentation coming out from their system in local language, basically. So there they had floated a tender where we got awarded with that. With the other education institutes, there are IIT Chennai and such premium institutions who are developing or building different language models. And of course, they might have government mandates and so on. But for us, we have for Indian languages like Kannada, etc., we have received interest as well. We were shortlisted for creating data collection or building data models around these few languages. Yeah. I hope I could answer. Mandar, if you want to add anything, feel free to add.
Yeah. Another success with the organization. One sec. Okay. Another success with the leading organization is under the Ministry of Information Technology. There is an initiative named Bhashini. And I'm happy to inform that FIIDL has been shortlisted and onboarded to accept any projects that would come through different government ministries. So that was the recent win, which I would say that we're technically qualified and empaneled now. Business is yet to follow now. It should follow in the coming quarters.
Yeah. But to add, Ankit, we see some these kind of local language initiatives where e-governance and government on various fronts is trying to add language as a layer, basically.
Got it. Thanks, Mandar. So one more question I have related to this. So what percentage of revenue do we have idea how much percentage we are getting from PSU and these new clients?
I don't think we can answer that exact. But overall, we see traditionally 80% would be our exports and around 15%-20% would be our domestic revenues. Now, in this, we are trying to see how we can grow the domestic revenues as well. As India grows, we want to ensure that we also have some pie there And hence, these initiatives where we are trying to look inwards and do some efforts around doing POCs or participating in such tenders and contracts. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Sunil Sang. And Ankit, this is Anil Patwardhan. I just wanted to give you a flavor that, see, we are trying to broad base our customers, and PSU is one such addition whereby we would like to make it a little more broad base. And so we see some initial successes there, and now we would like to build that revenue stream as we go forward. And this will be this will help improve the sustainability of revenues as well as the visibility as we get a little more insight into PSU business. Does that answer your question?
Yes, definitely. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Thanks, Ankit, for your interest. We truly appreciate.
Thanks a lot, Sunil.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. We have a next question from the line of Manan Madlani from Kamaya Care Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, Sunil. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. So my first question would be, what would be our employee strength as of this quarter end?
Hello. Namaskar, Manan. Thanks a lot for your question. Nanda, you have the latest. Can you share?
Yeah, we are around 230 people.
230?
As of now. Yeah, yeah. Okay. This is on the payroll. Outside this, we also have a few set of dedicated contractors who work with us, especially on the language side of business.
Okay. And how many of them are working from home currently?
So today we have a hybrid model of working. So almost every employee today comes to office at least once in a fortnight. There are some people who come to office every day. They would be around, say, 30% of the total staff. There are some people who would come to office thrice a week. They constitute majority of them. And there are very few who would come once in a fortnight.
Okay.
So we are kind of coming out of that earlier model during the COVID and ensuring that we have a better employee connect.
Yeah. Okay. Here, I just want to add, Manan, that senior management, sales, marketing, and few roles, they almost come daily. And then there are some certain roles where we know that then those people, of course, have the flexibility of coming thrice a week or once in a fortnight and so on. Our current premises house around 200 odd members. So we also are not trying to encourage mandatory, because we just don't want to add new place just for, like, unless we grow really sizable to 500 people and so on.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Yes, I think we will continue with hybrid model, correct? Because that will actually add to our efficiency and also. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Manan, I believe you got the insight into this.
Yeah. Correct.
Thank you.
So, any reason for the other expense, increasing the other expenses in this quarter?
Direct expenses increase is basically we have added certain headcount, okay? And as I was explaining, we have hired some key positions in technology domain. So that cost has actually gone up. But we will be able to leverage that as we move forward.
So would it be fair to assume that the cost will stay at current level?
Sorry?
So would it be fair to assume that the other expenses, the amount which is shown in the other expense is going to be, intact?
No, I not understood your question.
Manan Madlani, can you please use your handset mode to ask the question?
Hello, am I audible now?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. So I was asking that this other expense amount which is shown, is it going to stable here?
I'll
answer that.
Yeah. Yeah, please go ahead.
Namaskar, Manan. So basically, this will more than stable, I think it could also grow as we see some, or as we continue to add new services or as we continue to grow. So just to give you a flavor, basically earlier, around 2 years back or 5 years back, when we would go to a customer, we would say, "I have Python engineers and we can do, say, programming for you, or we can do some language filtering for you," or something. Today, when we have added these new senior members, what we are trying to do is, when we are trying to approach, say, CXOs of product companies, let's say Indian company rahega ya bahar ka, and say that, "Hey, what is your international product internationalization strategy? Can we help there? Who are the global vendors that you are working with? And how can we help you against them, or how can we help you with the product strategy?" So now to top this, we brought in some members now who are senior, and we will continue to add, because as we grow, we want to go on a bigger projects or bigger project size and so on. Yeah. So these are some like investments that we see necessary, and that was one of the reasons that we actually went out to the market and raised something, so that we can upfront invest in these kind of initiatives. Yeah.
And just to add to what Sunil-san said, I think these other expenses also include certain events participation. Some travel expenses have been incurred and some event participation for sales and marketing team, as well as we have some increased expenses coming out of business development. So there are some international travels. So these costs are definitely incurred in this quarter two. As you know, we really want to strengthen our sales and marketing efforts, and over next couple of quarters, we would like to see certain spend happening in this area, but then we should be able to see the traction and leverage very soon.
Correct. Correct. You mentioned earlier that our run rate would be somewhere around 10 to 12 crores, and which is now revised to 9.5 to, you know, 10 crores. So any particular reason for that?
No. I think it was maybe I mentioned in a different listing. Earlier,
okay,
around 6 quarters back, we were doing 6.5 crore per quarter.
Okay.
Then last year, we slided or we put efforts and moved to now 8 to 8.5 here.
Okay.
And this year now we have like successfully gone to 9.5 here. So every time when we are trying to go upwards, we are trying to see that we are able to hold. So in our idea, what we are trying to, I mean, growth karne ka hai humko, but pehla we should be able to sustain jo bhi hai aaj ka, and usse upar whatever growth we can chase. So from 6.5, 8, now 8.5, 8.5, now 9.5. Now from 9.5, for 2 quarters we are able to sustain that and move up again upward. And these two typical quarters are typical are weak quarters normally in a given any.
Correct.
So obviously we believe that our abhi ye control karke, how we can go to the next level, which would be around, say, 10, maybe 11 or whatever. But yeah, so from here now we want
so
to.
So there isn't any, you know, downward trajectory, guidance cut, basically.
No, there is absolutely no reason. As Sunil-san was explaining, we have a better visibility for second half, and we will move forward from this 9.5 crore quarterly revenues. You will see the upward trend happening. And over last 5 quarters, since listing, you will see only growth happening quarter after quarter, which is in the range of 20 to 25%.
Yeah, sure. With the increase in these other expenses, we don't see any margin pressure also, right?
No, if we see the little higher growth than what we see right now, the margins will be absolutely as per our expectations. But this is a conscious choice of the management to invest in business development, sales and marketing. And so we need to increase our visibility across various markets. We need to participate in various events, and our sales force has to be there in such events, and they have to travel, they have to be in front of customers and prospects.
What would be our current level of cash from the IPO proceeds? I mean, how much money is left out of 12 crore that we have raised?
Yeah, one second.
I believe last quarter we utilized 3.25.
So we have currently, if you look at our overall 12 crores, which we had sort of generated from IPO, 1.3 crores were spent on IPO related expenses. And after that, we have spent almost 3 crores, 78 lakhs over last 4 quarters. And so balance left is around 8.25 crore. And Sunil-san explained in the beginning, opening remarks, we would like to sort of focus on investing this money in developing various markets as well as strengthening our sales and marketing presence. And over next 12 to 18 months, we should be able to see this spend happen.
Correct. Okay. And when I see half yearly numbers, so we almost clocked around 20 crores of top line. So how much from this would be from our new client?
I think, what happens is we have an existing customer base and we continue to get new opportunities from the customers. While doing that, we are also adding certain new customers. So that ratio, Manda, should be around 20% revenues coming through new customers.
Yeah. So new customers have so far contributed this year around 15 to 20%. In that range, while existing customers contribute to the majority of the business.
And from overall top line perspective, how much would it be from Japan itself?
From where?
Japan revenues. Japan. They have been in the range of 35%, correct, Sunil-san?
Yeah. So Japan, it varies from year to year, but typically it has been always around 30 to 40% Japan.
The question was about Japan revenue.
Japan revenue,
these two quarters is 38%.
Correct. Okay.
Thank you. And last question would be, our levels are increasing in the range of where our revenue is increasing. So. Any particular reason? Is it from the PSU side, or would be better if you can throw some color on that?
No, from our receivables perspective, I do not see any reason to worry. Last quarter receivables may get reflected there, and naturally we have transactions happening with Japan entities. So those receivables, in the first fortnight of October, we have received some major chunk from Japan.
Yeah, fair enough. Oh, that's it from my side. I wish you all the best.
Thanks a lot, man. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. As there are no further questions, so I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Sunil Kulkarni for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Yashashri. Thanks a lot all for joining this conference. Your interest and your questions help us to again charter our growth. We will continue to keep you updated about our progress, take hints, take suggestions from you. We monitor the market as well and continue our journey. While we are running from a quarter-to-quarter basis, we have a long-term view. As PM Modi mentioned, this is Amrut Kal, next 25 years. We would like to keep our momentum. Thanks again for joining us for this call today. Thanks to our team as well for chipping in. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yes,
On behalf of Fiddlesoft Tech, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.